A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Women going through menopause can now get a year's supply of the pills, patches or gels that they need for less than £20. It's through a government scheme which could save more than £205 a year for the, well, we've got 400,000 women, but it's an awful lot more. The new figures, I think, have been updated to something like 2 million. Anyway, currently on HRT. Someone who's long campaigned for women to get more support during menopause is TV presenter Davina McCall, who's made it the subject of a book and a documentary. I caught up with her earlier and began by asking for her reaction to that HRT news.
It is a wonderful thing and it will make a big difference to lots of women. However, what I do think is quite funny is that we've got this amazing thing where it will be a lot more affordable and make a big difference to women, but they can't get progesterone. And this is what's so frustrating. It's the shortages that are driving me absolutely mad. I think when you can see that demand is increasing incrementally month on month on month, surely it's economics, isn't it? Basic economics. Supply should also increase. I don't know.
And also, obviously, this government decision, which now makes HRT more affordable, is going to create a much greater demand. One hopes, because, I mean, one of the things that... One of the things that I think remains incredibly contentious and women still don't really know what to believe about it is the whole discussion around HRT. Did you start out with the same misconceptions, as it were, about it?
I mean, I absolutely did. And I didn't know what perimenopause was when I became perimenopausal. I didn't even know it was a word. I'd never heard of it before. And I basically... When I did find out that I was perimenopausal, I was horrified, embarrassed, ashamed, and I am absolutely not going on HRT. It will give me breast cancer, after the 2002 WHI study came out with misinterpreted data that got released to the press, which made literally millions of women just throw away their hormone pills immediately. And it stuck in my mind. It's something that I actually remember reading about in the papers, and I thought, I'm never taking that stuff. That's terrible. And then I spoke to a gynecologist who sort of told me that it would alleviate symptoms and that I was very low risk. I still felt there was a risk. But at that point, I thought, look, that risk is mitigated by the fact that I might have to leave my job. I love my job. I have spent 30 years trying to learn how to do the job the best that I can, and I'm going to have to leave it. I absolutely couldn't face doing that. And also my relationship with my children, who I seem to be screaming at all the time. And I just thought, look, this increased risk is worth it. But I didn't tell anybody. I was super ashamed. I was really embarrassed. I didn't tell any of my friends. It was my little secret. But I came back. I came back as a person. And my mission really in life has been to de-demonize HRT and explain the truth to people.
I mean, the really interesting thing, I think, is that you're a woman, you know, you're not shy about expressing your opinions. You're a vocal person. You seem a confident person. And you've always been, or at least after a bad start, shall we say, always been particularly healthy and careful about your health. So the fact that you and indeed I, though not as healthy as you by any manner of means, were sort of blindsided by menopause is quite shocking to me. Mm. What sort of symptoms did you have and what did you think was going on?
I think the first ones that seeped in for me, which I didn't even know were symptoms, were a low level of dissatisfaction with life, like just a sort of dark, just... I'll tell you what it was. I hadn't belly laughed for years. I couldn't remember the last time I'd really had hysterics. And I used to watch my daughters having hysterics. Yeah. And I used to think, I really miss that. And then also, like, a weird anxiety. I am a gung-ho, chuck yourself out of a helicopter on a bungee rope type person.
Off you and go.
I didn't
after you.
But yeah, but I suddenly was like, I don't want to drive to the supermarket at dusk in case I do my shopping and it's dark when I leave. Like, who's that? You know, and I was 43 and young, you know, this is young. And the difference is, somebody said to me the other day, oh, you know, but it's a natural thing. How come women for centuries have been doing it naturally? I said, no, centuries ago, they were dying at 43.
Yeah,
and so also, they didn't have to live through the menopause.
And also, I think, you know, women have been suffering for centuries. Mm. It's not that they've got through it better or, you know, I think it's just that they've been suffering. You know, if you and I in the 21st century were embarrassed or ashamed about talking about menopause, just imagine what it was like, you know, 50 years ago, let alone 100 years ago. But do carry on, because, I mean, that is the thing I think that's saddest in all of the stories that kind of get uploaded on Menopause Mandate, is so many women feeling lost, alone, like they've lost themselves, and not understanding why it is they're feeling that way and thinking they're to blame, you know, which is such a female impulse, isn't it?
And also this kind of argument, because I am a natural person, right? So I don't drink alcohol. I had home births. I didn't have any drugs when I gave birth. But exactly, like, I am one of those sort of hippie type people. And here I am saying yes to putting hormones in my body. And it felt like I'd lost at something. You are weak. You are replacing your hormones. And when I came back, having started HRT, I thought, wow, this is so mad that for 3 years I've been suffering in silence, unhappy, not a good mother, and yet I take thyroxine for my thyroid. What is the difference? If you are lacking in a hormone, what is the difference in replacing it? I'm not expecting it to keep me alive until I'm 102. I'm not expecting it to stop my skin from getting saggy, or, you know, my knees from getting the little bit of creases over the top, or my bingo wings or creases in my arms, you know.
None of which she's got, quite frankly. I study her closely in her lycra, and no.
But my, you know, I am getting older, but I don't want to stay young. I don't want to pretend that I'm 30. I love being 55.
You're not anti-aging.
No, I'm really pro-aging. But I want to pro-age and feel okay. And not just okay, I want to feel good. So I exercise, obviously, that's a huge part of it. But replacing my hormones is another. And when I found out the benefits for my bones, for my heart, for my brain, particularly because my dad had Alzheimer's, he passed away last year, I really feel like HRT is a very good option for me. And it might be for other women. I'm not saying it's right for all women. Many women do not agree with it. But for lots of women, it is an amazing thing that they are a bit frightened of, and I want to kind of help them with that, demystify and make them feel better about doing it.
But you are as well one of the healthiest people I think I've come across, and you're forever like setting off on triathlons and, as you say, leaping out of plane, you know, just the whole thing. What is it that gives you your drive and your determination? Because some of the things that you've pursued are real struggles. Mm. And I always think when I look at you, you know, what an incredible survivor. You're so determined and you've got so much energy. What do you put it down to?
I think it is from surviving. We were talking about this last night about how it's hard for kids who have been told all their lives that they are brilliant and they're absolutely fantastic and you're going to be the best at what you do and you're going to be amazing. I've always told my kids that life is really hard and it's a hard slog, and enjoy the small wins. Because if you tell kids that everything is peachy and brilliant, they come out of university and they can't find a job and the first letter they write didn't get them the job, you're doing them a disservice. We have to kind of really prepare kids for what life is like. It is difficult. I think from being a drug addict when I was much younger, I am always grateful because life will never be that bad again. And my little wins mean possibly more to me because I could have been a street junkie. I could be dead by now.
What gave you the wherewithal when you were young to kick something that was such a, you know, incredibly debilitating habit?
Interestingly, weirdly, I think because I was brought up by my grandmother, and my grandmother was a very God-fearing woman. I went to church every Sunday. I was in the choir. We had no money, but lots of love and faith and solid morals. And then I'd go to Paris in the holidays and I'd be clubbing at 12, looking like a Lolita, smoking joints, taking drugs with my mum. Like, it was carnage. So I had these two worlds that I could never tell about each other. I'd never let them collide. And I just sort of lived both of those lives. But it was my granny's influence that really saved me in the end. And my best friend shut me in a car and she said, look, I know you've been lying to me. I know, you know her actually, Sarah Hiscox.
Oh, yes.
And she, when we were 24, she shut me in the car and she said, I was going to take you to a concert, but actually I'm not going to. I'm going to tell you some home truths. Anyway, we had a huge fight. She said, everybody's talking about you and what an absolute car crash you are. And I was like, what? And I was so horrified because I'd always thought nobody knows. I wear lots of makeup. I've got two jobs. I'm like, you know, working. I don't steal. I'm, you know, I haven't got enough money.
I've got it together.
I haven't got enough money to put petrol in my car, but I've got a car. And after that, when she said that, I went, I told her something very rude and I left the car and I walked away. And as I was walking away, I thought, don't look back. And I burst into tears. And I sat inside and I cried all night. And then in the morning, I called somebody called Mary from Narcotics Anonymous. And I said, please, can I come to a meeting? And I went to a meeting that night.
So it must have been particularly scary for you to then find yourself, what, 20 years later? Again, feeling
hot sweats.
Some of the, the things that you must have felt when you were giving up drugs and not knowing how that was happening to you or why that was happening to you.
I didn't even know that night sweats were a symptom. I'd heard about hot flushes, people fanning themselves, but because nobody talked about symptoms, I didn't know that waking up in a pool of sweat on a bed, and I just thought, well, I must be ill. But then I seemed to be ill every month, and it wasn't constant. That's the thing about symptoms with perimenopause. You must understand that they come and go. So because your hormones are coming and going. So it means that you get these weird symptoms very sporadically. So yes, it was absolutely horrible. And it did take me back to those days. And again, I didn't talk to anybody about it because I was frightened and I wasn't sure what was happening. When I did talk to a GP, he sort of thought that I was too young and said, no, it's not that, you're too young, because I was 43 at the time.
And you were doing like live television, big events, you know, that
required
you.
Forgetting people's names. I mean, I had terrible brain fog, awful, awful brain fog. And I always loved the fact that I was quite sharp. I was good at recalling information. I'd spent 20 years honing a sort of TV memory where you can remember something for an hour and then forget it. And I just had lost the ability to do that. I was looking at Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen and thinking, I know who you are. I said your name 3 minutes ago and I can't remember your name. And I was thinking, Lugh. And I just started pointing at him going, you're thinking it'll come back to me. Yeah, you with your amazing hair, like making a joke out of it or something. But even the producer said to me afterwards, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Because she'd noticed. Now, today, if a producer had said to me, are you okay? And it was a woman, I'd have said, actually, do you know what? I've got a couple of perimenopausal symptoms. Tomorrow when we do the show, is there any way that when I'm looking at somebody, could you just feed their name into my ear? That's giving me a strategy to help me out. But I couldn't talk to anybody because I was so ashamed.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra.
Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
And you are, in a way, an example of so many of the stories that we've both read on Menopause Mandate. And, of course, like me, you know, you'll end up with a lot of people just getting in touch with you directly or on social media or whatever. You're an example of someone who's been resilient enough to be able to withstand it and actually speak out. You had a platform and you've used it. But for many, many women across the country, trying to go about their jobs is a really, really difficult struggle. And I thought the interesting thing about being at that Wellbeing of Women event the other night that we both attended was the number of men in the audience. And I wondered about your thoughts about men joining in.
I've got a really nice story to tell you. So I was on Twitter about 3 weeks after my book came out, and I got a message from a chap, and he said, bought your book, Davina, went to the living room, threw it in onto the sofa, closed the door and ran away. And I direct messaged him back because he followed me. And I said, hey, mate, I said, is everything all right? And he sent a message back saying, oh, thanks so much for getting in touch. I am struggling a bit. I don't know what to say or what to do. And I'm worried that if I say something, she's going to bite my head off. But she's gone. She's like disappeared and I don't know what to do. And I thought, here's a guy who loves his partner. He's bought her a book, but he's so terrified. I said, look, can I give you a piece of advice? Would that be all right? And he said, yes, sure, I'll take anything I can get. I said, why don't you go in to the living room, pick up the book and say, look, I can see you're struggling. I really want to help you. Shall we read some of this book together? And I want to learn about it and I want to help you and see how that works. Anyway, he messaged me the next morning and he said, oh my God, Davina, it was the best. We sat down and we talked. And so it is scary for partners of women going through perimenopause because you don't know what to do or what to say or how to say it. It's a bit like when a girl has a period, you know, you don't say to somebody if they're having a bad day, are you on your period? Because they will really annoyed, yeah. You know. But this is slightly different. This is, you are vulnerable when you're perimenopausal. You are a bit frightened. You don't know what's happening. You feel invisible. You feel like you don't count for anything anymore. And I can't understand, and I don't know why that happens, but I felt invisible. I felt unseen. I felt unattractive. I felt unimportant, insignificant. I spend my life waking up in the morning and going, Michael, my partner, Michael, do you know what? Testosterone. It's such an interesting hormone. It's like, you know, talk it through. He knows more about menopause than any man should. But what he's done is taken that information. He's a hairstylist and he's using it to help women thinning hair, losing their hair, you know, and he's working with a trichologist. I mean, it's so lovely. When you help men, they want to go and help women.
And that is, I mean, ultimately the thing, because so many conversations about menopause are gloomy for obvious reasons, because there's still so much that needs to be achieved. But ultimately, as a woman, I mean, both of us are really, we're sort of almost past menopause. Mm. We're both in public-facing jobs where it's very easy to feel overlooked at this particular period in time. And that's something that I guess you've also sort of had to do battle with in terms of summoning reserves of confidence that you didn't know you had. But when you come through the other side, I guess a lot like giving up drugs, you know, the sunny uplands really do exist, don't they?
Well, I said in the book, because the Chinese use the term second spring. I love that.
Yeah.
Because it's not an autumn, it's not a winter. It really is a second spring. There is a feeling of release when you realise that you can't have children anymore. When you can have children, there's always, should I, maybe I shouldn't, should I, shouldn't I? When you think, I can't, it's like, oh, great, like, now what do I do? Your children possibly are a bit older. You can maybe go out a little bit in the evenings and not worry about babysitters and what time to get back for. You can, I mean, now that I've got my hormones adjusted and in check and I'm on HRT and all my balances are correct, I really can't tell you how happy I feel, because I think, potentially because I was quite a messed up teenager, I did spend most of my 20s and 30s, you know, in therapy or meetings trying to untangle the spaghetti of my brain. And now that I have some clarity, and I love myself warts and all, you know, I am not perfect. There are sides of my character that I don't like, but I know about them. When I act out on those, I can apologize, I can do better, and I feel happy with myself. I can't say that I ever felt like that before menopause, perimenopause, ever.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.